Hello, you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast, affiliated with Radio Bicester, endorsed by Radio Bicester, but not actually on Radio Bicester all that often. My name's Tom. I am in my cellar with my friend Jack.
Yeah, I'm here, but good to be back.
Yeah.
Back in the Viper's nest.
Yes, good. It's boring professionally broadcasting, isn't it, really?
Why, what do you mean? What do you mean professionally?
No, I know, but they've got the equipment at least.
In terms of equipment, I see. Like, in terms of facilities, but perhaps not like, broadcasting panache.
Or, you know, people turning up. Like, you wouldn't
staffing.
Have to...
Staffing.
You didn't always have to hold your mic together.
Mic, I am having to literally hold it by the scruff of its neck to stop it falling apart. Which you don't get at Bicester.
Always. We did for a bit.
But I suppose sort of trying to grasp onto this microphone tightly to stop it collapsing is in a way an analogy of our time at Bicester.
That's true. And the podcast.
So that's nice.
Large.
That's nice.
But we're young and we're happy, aren't we?
Young, dumb and
no.
Full of...
We know the rest.
Coffee.
Yeah. How are you, mate? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm yeah, right.
Feels like a lifetime. Oh,
God. It's been a welcome break.
Oh, come on.
A welcome break with a Burger King.
What?
Smith's. I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had a lot of that, actually. That's a nice little tie-in because I went to Bath this week.
You stop at Lee Delamere?
No, I didn't stop at Lee Delamere. I stopped at the I managed to get one that was just a petrol station. I didn't know they had them on motorways.
When I went to Bath, I was really tired driving back, and I bought a coffee from the Costa there, and I was so excited to have my Costa coffee, but she hadn't put the lid on right, and when I went to pick it up, I picked it up and bought it outside, and I accidentally squeezed it, and the entire thing went on the floor.
You were that excited? You went, I can't wait.
Not as in like.
It's gone everywhere.
Not like I don't know. I can't verbalise different levels of squeeze.
Right, okay.
Like a very gentle squeeze.
Okay. You're like, hey, you're alright now,
like,
mate.
You know, like a stress ball. Like, if you squeeze the stress ball, it probably wouldn't leave a fingerprint. That kind of level.
Okay, right.
And yet, coffee everywhere.
Oh, never mind.
But me being me, and very much like you, I doubt you'd ever go back and go, oh, I've dropped it. Because as an adult, that's fine. I think as a kid, like if you dropped your ice cream, you go back for another 99 of that. I dropped it. Can I have another one? As an adult, I just go, right, that was my fault.
Not even that so much that I just internalise it into self-hatred. Like this week.
Build it on up.
You know, fags now don't smoke. We'll do if you want. But this is...
We're not affiliated with anything on enough of a level to endorse or not endorse smoking.
Yeah, we're not like Comic Relief, who pour their funds into tobacco firms.
So you've got your red nose day.
Very good.
Thing on the wall, yes.
They will never know what that means.
It's the flag of Japan.
I got given... I asked for some fags. My specific brand... Not my specific, but they're not the Tom fags. T&J's. That would be good, wouldn't it? Oh.
Goodbye, world of radio. Hello, delicious fags.
When was the last time there was a new fag brand?
I reckon we should start a fag brand that are like... You know how cars get away with manufacturing them cheaper because they cost less to tax? Because they cost less to tax because they're more eco-friendly.
Right, yeah.
If we can make, not vaping, but eco-friendly nicotine...
What about a version of vaping that doesn't make you a knob? Would be good. Or
that's the dream, isn't it?
Or we could market them as like a Dignitas sort of thing, as a assisted suicide aid.
Perfect.
That'd be really good.
Now you're talking
so
my
just put
language.
More rat poison and stuff. Anyway, so we
Tommy's
now have,
fags. Yeah.
We now have blank packaging for fags. So I asked for the specific brand of fags that I haven't smoked. She gave me them. I didn't even check. And then she just gave me some random different one. And then it was too late by then. I'd opened it.
Wait, so I didn't know about this. So cigarettes don't have any branding on
it
at all?
Do I have it on? No.
It's just white.
No, it's
just
black.
Is it like Beatles?
Look at that.
White album.
Oh, no. They're all like that. It's more like the Spinal Tap album. Just a black one. Look at that.
I thought you meant it was like... I see what you mean about not having branding. In my idiot head, I pictured it literally just being a white packet with nothing on it.
Oh, that would be good. But that I'd makes like, sense. That would look classy.
That's why I said the White Album. Like, just, oh, that's yeah. just like a back to basics, you know, yeah, so no-nonsense nicotine.
Just gave me the wrong fag, and I just smoked them, and they were disgusting, and they gave me a sore throat and a headache.
Disgusting.
But yeah,
that's
the same sort of thing.
Such a shame that cigarettes have that bad effect on you.
I know.
What are you going to do? Stop?
Yeah, soon. It's my only vice now. I don't even drink. Leave me alone.
Do you not? When did you stop drinking?
Well,
New
like
Year's.
Driving pretty much. Yeah, New Year's was. Oh, I haven't had more than two beers since New Year's. Horrific.
All right. Well, what have we got coming up in the show?
I've got a celebrity interview with all-round lad, top banana, Mark Wright, who I met in Watford, and yeah, spoke to him about the usual stuff.
They all go to Watford, don't they?
I know it's Watford Oceana, I think, where they all the big for public appearances. Mm. If anyone knows where Stephen Bear is, I want to get him because he's an idiot.
Who is that?
He's just he won Celebrity Big Brother without having a Wikipedia page.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so that is good.
He's a go-getter.
I don't know if that looks worse on himself or on Celebrity Big Brother.
Well, he's going out with Charlotte Crosby now, who I've also interviewed.
And that is enough to...
Well, he's just an idiot. Like, you hear him speak, he's an idiot. But I think I might have got on well enough with her that... fingers together.
But she didn't give you his number.
They never leave contact information at all.
She's not carry a card, nothing?
No.
Surprising me.
All these... celebrity interviews, well, not all of them, some of them are available on our YouTube channel. There you go, plug.
That's youtube.com/Tom and Jack podcast.
I would have thought so.
I should have thought
like
so
that.
We set it up probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's not that long. It feels like that long. It was only 2 years ago.
Didn't really use it at first, and now I've probably forgotten the URL. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tom and Jack podcast,
yeah,
which that definitely is that.
Is it?
It definitely. Oh. I've no doubt.
I like that as well. Come on.
give that a little like. Give it a big thumbs
just
up.
Think of all the rubbish you like. And we, come on. Like, you see things go down and go X amount of people like this. Just like our stuff.
Do you know what I noticed earlier, right? You know the Lad Bible? Now, I don't like the Lad Bible on Facebook, as in literally like it. But obviously, I don't need to because I see everything to do with the Lad Bible anyway.
I'd like us to become like that.
Now, I saw a clip on there earlier and I watched to the end of it. And they now have a piece of branding at the end of the videos they show.
I'll go send
it. It says something like film it, send it,
yeah,
earn it, spend it, or something like that. Yeah. Lad Bible is now the modern day You've Been Framed.
Yeah, yeah. But you know they give them
250 like quid for every clip we put
it's
on our
not
page.
That. It's like 20 quid voucher or something. That's probably out of date.
Where would the voucher be from their Bible, do you think?
I don't know.
Top Man.
Yeah.
Probably.
Is there a company that lets you ASOS? Attack women?
It'd
be something like that. I think.
Oxfam.
Oxfam. Yeah.
Again, we're not tethered to anything. I think we can say that. So we got, anyway, we sidetracked again. Celeb interview.
Yeah, we've got that. I've got some things to talk about,
right,
maybe.
I've got some things to talk about.
Have you?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Wow, look at you.
All that, plus some new music.
Yeah, cutting new music and that.
Cutting the edge with our finely tuned new music.
Yeah, what do you want to play, actually? Do you want to play some music now? Break up a bit?
Yeah, why not? Let's have, this is the new one from Flight, F-L-Y-T-E.
Yeah, not F-L-I-G-H-T.
No.
Or F-L-I-T-E.
No.
Or, yeah, you get the idea. Yeah. Tom and Jack. Podcast.
Flight, that's the new one. It's called Victoria Falls. That comes off the back of a drip feed of singles and a couple of EPs. Hoping to hear some more, possibly an album later in the year. London based band Flight, Victoria Falls on Tom and Jack.
That was good, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's sort of Stone Roses.
I know, I was trying to work out when you sent it to me earlier, I was trying to work out what it sounded like, and it's Stone Roses.
Yeah, it's got that sort of psychedelic,
yeah,
but also kind of 80s sound.
Hey, is that a crime?
No.
Is it?
Certainly not.
If it isn't, send me down.
Encouraged.
For loving it.
Encouraged on this show, if anything. Yeah. Right, what have you been up to, mate? Tell us about your trip to Bath.
Oh, yeah. I went to Bath.
As northerners would say.
So I had to drive there. Not had to. Did drive there.
Mare, isn't it?
No. I didn't find it that... Well, first of all, everyone was going, the motorway. Oh, my God, oh, God, the motorway. It's just driving in a straight line. People need to chill out about
it. Yeah, I don't know why people get stressed.
I'd much prefer it. Like, driving to Hemel, I find a nightmare for me.
Yeah, I hate that.
Because you can't get over 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's horrible.
They go, national speed limit. No, village. National village. Village. Just slow down for no reason.
Yeah.
There's just bits that just say slow in the road.
I know. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, so I much prefer going on the motorway. But it wasn't that bad. I think you scared the life out of me with Bath, going, don't drive it ever. Don't do it. Don't drive it.
I didn't think you were ready for it. And I don't mean the motorway. I meant...
I'm killer on a hill start, mate. I got a high biting point. Look at me. I'm so boring.
What have you become,
so we
my
got...
dearest friend?
We got there. I didn't choose the right Airbnb.
So you didn't go with the one I recommended?
No, because I think I asked you and I'd already done it. I think I just wanted to talk to you.
More fool you.
Well,
How was it?
It was too nice. I was scared. I couldn't relax. Yeah, it was far too nice. The bloke was really like upper middle class and he sort of looked down his nose at me when I banged on his door to get the keys. Hello.
Oh, that's just Bath. That was the same.
Oh, really?
The Airbnb I stayed in was the exact same thing. A woman coming up. Oh, hello.
Yeah,
are you sure you're meant to be here?
Yeah, yeah, it was a bit...
Do you not remember? I told you, because she...
Yeah, she explained to you what a bin was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't quite that bad. But
this bin is for recycling. Do you know what a recycling does? Great. Thanks.
So
you went in.
Went in, like, brand new. It had these panels on the wall where you controlled the underfloor heating and the lights and stuff.
What?
Yeah, it was mental. I went, I was too scared. I didn't even want to sit down. Every time I put anything on the counters, I was wiping after. I was rolling my fags over the sink. I was too so scared of it. It was intimidating.
Underfloor heating?
Yeah, it was mental. It was mental.
I've never even heard of underfloor heating.
Really?
So is it like on a thermostat and you turn the floor up?
Well, no, it's not. It's on an iPad attached to a wall, essentially.
What?
And then you choose how hot you want you can walk around in bare feet if you want.
Oh, my Christ.
Mate, how the other half live.
I know. Oh. The other half. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, half the population have.
How the other?
If they do,
it's an expression. It how the other 1% live.
Yeah.
So that I was kind of I was just scared about that. Went to see the baths. Great. It's some water. There's people taking photos of everything. Leave me alone.
What, including you?
Well, probably. That just ruins everything.
And then the ghost of Jimmy Dean visits Bath Spa.
Not my words. And then we went to Stonehenge on the way back. Rubbish.
Why?
God,
Mill
wanted to go. I've already been.
So
imagine,
boring.
No, not only that, but I'm going for the second time. First time, I went with my dad on some custody dad weekend.
Of course.
Tried to drag us to do something exciting. Yeah, you'll always think of me when you think of Stonehenge and all the fun you had there looking at those rocks in the cold. But he knew that there's just a road you can go up to and you just park there and get out and walk round it.
Mm.
Whereas we put it in the sat nav, so it took us to the visitor centre, 15 of Her Majesty's pounds.
And it's park?
Just for the experience. There's a tiny little museum bit where you go around and go, so these are rocks. And that's what Stonehenge is made of. Good. And then there's like a gift shop. I don't know who's buying
rock.
That
it's another word for stone.
The gift shop was incredible. And then a restaurant. And then there's a bus that takes you, and it takes like 8 minutes to drive up to Stonehenge. And we walked around in the pouring rain, freezing cold, and sort of wandered around.
I dread to think of
rubbish.
Tourists that travel from far and wide across the globe and
mate,
think, oh, while we're in England, we'll go to Stonehenge. What a waste of time.
There were like 40 coaches there with like 80 children on school trips and stuff who must have been there.
Yeah.
Like foreign, who would come out. Imagine that. Let's go and see some British heritage. Some rocks in a field.
Awful.
If you see a photo of it, you've seen it.
Yeah, you really have. You really have. I've driven past it a couple of times.
That's all you need.
And gone, right, that's Stonehenge then. Fine.
Yeah, so that was good. I had to take my car to the mechanics. That was also exciting.
In Bath?
No. Before I went to Bath to make sure it was okay to drive to Bath. So I took it.
You don't have to do that every time you drive long distance.
No, I know, but my car, there's something wrong with it. It's had a mystery light on. No one knows what the mystery light is. I rang at the mechanic, he didn't know, and he went through a whole list of them.
Is it just a question mark?
No, it's a basin with a drop in it. And I think it means you need an oil change. That's what he told me.
You are too wet to drive this car.
Thanks. And so when I went to pick it up, he was like, yeah, you need to get it fixed soon. I was like, okay, is it okay to drive to Bath this weekend? And he went, why are you going to Bath? And why don't you mind your own business? What do you mean, why am I going to Bath?
That's fantastic.
What should I say? To get my divorce finalised. That's why. I'm going to the fertility
to
clinic to get the results.
Mechanic. So I can do this myself. So I have to do with you anymore.
I'm going to continue my education so I don't work as a mechanic.
Yeah.
I also left the notes for a play that I was writing for some stupid reason on the back seat, so they properly think I'm a Nancy now.
Why have you been writing a play?
I was just writing it for not a laugh, just I'm very bored at the moment. You're not around. I've got nothing to do. So yeah,
that play though.
Well, yeah,
there's got to be something better.
Yeah. So yeah, they think I'm a right weirdo.
Is it a one-man play?
It's about a scrawny genius who takes on stupid, ignorant mechanics who are judgmental about him.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Should we have another song?
Yeah. What else? What else have you got, mate? I can't remember.
Let's have.
Go on.
Some more new music.
New music. On the Jack Show.
Tom and Jack.
New music. New
podcast.
John M. Nathan Ball or Mr. Jukes featuring the BJ Chicago Child. Kid.
Let's have
BJ.
Let's have BJ because it's a bit more upbeat.
Okay. Yeah, this is another quite good one actually. Here we go.
This is Mr. Jukes.
Yeah.
This is the new project from Jack Steadman, lead singer of Bombay Bicycle Club.
Oh, I didn't actually know that.
Oh, you learn something new every day.
Exactly.
Don't you?
New music.
New. I went a bit Hawkins. New music.
New music is expensive. So this is Angel / Your Love.
Yeah. On Tom and Jack podcast.
Exactly. That was a song.
That was a song from a song.
A bloke
like
used...
both the song and the song.
One of them coming up.
Oh.
That was a song by a bloke who used to ride a bicycle. But now he's doing that. Lovely. What
nice.
Was it? Angel slash your love. Yeah.
Mr. Jukes. AKA Jack Steadman from Bombay Bicycle Club. That's his new project following the band's hiatus.
Oh, I thought they properly split up.
No, they're on a hiatus. The bassist also has a band called Toothless. They got an album out last month, which
Look
is also
this.
Very good. If
Knowledge.
You'd like to go and check that out, maybe we'll play something from them next week.
Maybe.
Yes, so lots going on post Bombay World, which is nice.
Interesting.
Now, Tom.
Yeah, right.
Tuesday of this week.
Oh.
Myself and my girlfriend went down into London.
Oh.
To take part in none other than your 90s favourite game show, The Crystal Maze.
I forgot, because you bought Hannah this for
Christmas,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was wonderful.
Really?
Yeah, you'd have hated it. You'd have hated every single second of it.
But as soon as you went, I left the house. No, I hate it.
Do you reckon? I reckon you'd like it if it was like a Robot Wars or something.
Oh,
you'd love
I haven't watched a single second of Robot Wars since it's been back.
So, really? Are you surprised?
I'm going to have a binge tonight when you leave.
Have a little binge, mate.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, so it's... You walk into almost like a sort of office building just outside of Angel in central London and you think, well, this can't be right. This is just like an office building, really.
Mm.
And then you get into your teams Which were you? It's meant to be teams of eight, right. But half of our team didn't show up, which was fantastic. Because, as I'm sure you know, there's four zones in the Crystal Maze.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Can you name them? Because I can't. I did it and I still can't remember. No. There's Aztec.
Oh, yeah.
Future.
Mm-hmm.
Medieval, which is my favourite.
Favourite.
And Industrial, which I don't like Industrial so much. That was a bit...
And Office.
With four trials in each,
yeah.
Which meant we got to do four games each.
Good. Oh, that is good.
Excellent.
Money in the
Except
bank.
Except, they do... The thing that you'd hate is... They really, really, really get you hyped up. Like, oh, you no, have to be 100% enthusiastic, running around, high energy the whole way.
No, no, I'm not. It's like Jungle Run. That bloke on Jungle Run, I think he thought he actually was in a jungle.
He did.
Just chill out, mate. I understand, but I wouldn't run. I'll do the tasks.
He's in care now.
He is, yeah. Who took you round? Was it Richard Iwada? Or was it just some bloke with alopecia?
No bald.
Not even bald.
Not a single bald man in sight.
Wasn't the intern from this office.
No, it was a girl, probably about our age. She
a
was
girl.
She was dressed up like
an office worker.
No, she had like sort of 90s style leggings and I can't really describe it.
Ooh,
how to describe it? You know, like. Electric pink kind of outfit thing on
Hadouken.
With the Hadouken. No, not earmuffs. How I don't know what the name of the hairstyle is, but where you have like at least like pigtails. Is
pigtails,
that it? Pigtails, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so we had her leading us around. It wasn't quite as good as having the man himself, but never mind.
Mm.
Yeah, very good.
What tasks did you do?
I did the idiot ones.
Did you? Good.
No, the first one I walked into was a maths one.
Ooh.
Which I did not get the crystal for on that one, funnily enough.
Really? Well, how hard was it, though?
No,
let's be honest.
No, it was like one of them was in brackets. It was the square root of three different numbers added together.
Yeah.
And then divided by something else equals whatever. Yeah. I can't.
All you need to remember is bid math.
I don't know bid math.
Oh, that's the order.
I remember the analogy, not the analogy, the acronym,
right.
BIDNA. I don't know what it stands for.
Something. No.
Bio.
Brackets. Not bio. Brackets, something. Division. Multiplication. Addition. Subtraction. Bang. Just need the I. Phone in. What is it? 07.
I don't remember.
Ring
man.
Sam. Message Sam on Facebook. And ask him that in the middle of the night and send a picture of yourself.
So yeah, I did that one. I did another one where I thought it was one of the lock-in ones where if you get it wrong three
terrifying.
Times, you're locked in. And I thought if you were there, you'd have deliberately got me locked in.
What
I had to do was I had like a sort of, you know, like a welder's visor
on,
but with no eye bit.
What?
So I couldn't see. And it was like a grid, and they had to direct me round the grid to a button, and then back round to the crystal.
Oh no, I would have gone.
But there was like they had to look at a map where there were lines, and if I walked in the lines, that was one, and then if I got three, I got locked in. And I just knew you'd just get me deliberately walked into every wall.
I would have sent you down a staircase. Yeah, one step forward. Did you get a crystal for that?
I did get the crystal for that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you win your team?
Came second.
Out of two?
No, out of four teams.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What did anyone... Did they win anything? Just the honour?
I won a free drink.
Did you?
That's about it.
Money
just the honour. Just the taking part.
Yeah.
But I would highly recommend it, though.
I didn't see
it's
it.
Very good
I'm
fun.
Surprised you didn't put a photo or something up.
You're not allowed...
What?
...to take your phone in there.
Oh, what? Well, so you don't even get a photo of yourselves in the...
Oh, no, you do. You get a photo at the end of the cash... grabber bit.
Oh, what's that then? Just piece of paper?
It's just gold tickets, yeah.
Oh no, that's what it always was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind. Well, that sounds like an awful lot of fun.
It was an awful lot of fun.
I would have hated
there was
it.
Another one where you'd have loved to have watched me suffer in, because it was... So you walk into the room and you're on a wooden platform and there's another wooden platform at the far end.
Mm.
On your end, there's plastic cannonballs, and on the far end is like a chute with a weighing scale.
Right.
And you can only take one over at a time, and the only way you can get across is by getting in a giant barrel and rolling it. Now, I got selected for this trial, but before you go into the trial, no one knows what it is, to be fair. But they just so happened to pick the lankiest person in the team to get into this ginormous barrel.
I would have loved to have been there.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to watch video footage of it back, to be fair, because it was quite the experience.
I would have just rolled you to a manhole, I think. There you go. Find a Christian in there. there you go. Would you recommend it?
Yeah. I would highly recommend it to anyone.
We might get an advert.
It's a lot of fun. The Crystal Maze experience in London. I don't think we'll get advertising for it because it has sold out until like next year. So probably not. But still very good.
Good. Did Hannah enjoy it?
She loved it, yes, good. Which is good. We'll be looking for other 90s game shows to take part in now.
Fantastic. Perhaps Takeshi's Generation Castle. Generation Game, Jim Jensen? Like a bit of racism?
Yeah, a little bit of racism. A
bit of sexism.
Big cuddly bear.
I can't remember what they
Not
did.
Not Jim.
There. What was it?
Takeshi's Castle? That'd
yeah,
be good.
Takeshi's Castle.
Good. No, I'd hate that. It's too brutal.
No, I know. Yeah.
I'd break a leg or something.
I've never seen it. No one ever gets to the castle, do they?
Not that I've seen.
Never.
Fort Boyard. I don't really remember Fort Boyard, personally.
No knowledge of that. What is that?
Similar sort of thing.
Jungle Run would be good.
Jungle Run would be good.
But I'd turn on that bloat instantly. charge,
right, let's get rid of him.
Well, those
let's get
monkeys.
Another presenter.
Do you remember those monkeys in really cheap suits?
Yeah.
And it was just like the cameramen. They were weird. And they were brutal. They used to chuck stuff at the kids when they were walking across.
I think some of them got done for sexual harassment.
Why have you said that?
I don't know.
There's no proof. I know one of them was called Elvis.
Why do you know that?
I've wasted my life.
Why do you know that? Yeah, Robot Wars. Maybe, I reckon we should get on Robot Wars.
I sent a picture of a robot I drew to the Robot Wars Twitter page.
You drew it?
Yeah.
What? Is that how you get qualified?
No, because I had an idea for a robot, but I have sparse engineering skills at best. So I thought, can someone make this robot? It's called Obliviate.
It's a good robot, wasn't it?
It's got a net gun.
Good.
Fantastic. It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I sent Tom a clip from Robot Wars the other day. It was I don't know how. Is that something that happens on Robot Wars a lot? I don't know how. Is it always kids versus adults?
No. I looked into. No, because sometimes there's like a dad who's got his kids and he lets one of the kids drive, but the.
Right.
Dad's. Or the mother has just built it themselves and the kids sort of come along for support. So that's sort of the one side of the scale. And then you get three sort of mid 20s nerds.
Yeah.
Who spent their entire lives doing it. And yeah, it was quite rare to see those two clash.
Yeah.
And then. Like, yeah, you send me it. The kid's won, and the team leader of the other team just shakes his head and walks off.
Yeah, so they're announcing the winner of the match, and there's a row of kids about literally anywhere between 9 and 12 years old, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then a line of adults. And they announce the kids as the winners, and the kids are all jumping up and down, screaming and shouting and cheering. And then the adults, the team leader of the grown-ups, is holding the, what do you call it? Just the control for the robot.
The remote control.
The remote control bit.
Yeah.
Just hands it to one of his other teammates and goes, I'm off. I've had enough. It just walks off the set.
I looked into that. It's because he got overruled with a decision about changing the weapon or something. And he was livid. He gave an interview afterwards.
Still,
yeah,
you're in a competition against children. You're meant to be just like, oh, well done. Well done for taking part. I can't believe you beat us. Well done. No, you're not meant to take it that seriously.
I know, but he knows as much as me the best part of Robot Wars is seeing one of the kids' teams get smashed in smithereens.
Watching them cry.
It's one of the few joys in my life, actually, watching that sort of thing, where they turn out with some.
It's one of the only places on TV where you can watch kids' dreams get obliterated.
Yeah. Allegedly, there was a wooden one the other week, which just got put straight on the fire pit.
Well, classic tactic, well, that,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, lucky Sergeant Bash didn't get to him.
Thank heavens. Right, Matilda. Well, I remember that one.
Yeah, but Sergeant Bash had the flamethrower. That's
right,
what I meant.
Sure.
Yeah. Matilda, take him apart. It's got a chainsaw for a tail. Come on.
Right, that's the 90s covered.
Oh, I love Robot Wars. Can we do a Robot Wars? Let's do a spin-off podcast where we just talk about Robot Wars.
We should do that. That'd be well good.
Or should... Yeah, we'll work about
it. Let's not get Craig Charles involved.
No.
He's
I was just gonna,
got
no.
enough on his plate.
Okay, let's play a song because I nearly said something dangerous. About...
Why?
Well, because he was in the news in the late 90s for something that was not a good thing. And I nearly just brought that up for no reason.
You're an idiot.
Because that's how my pinball brain works.
Right, what have we got next?
I don't know. What should we play? Should we play a song?
Old song, new song?
Should we play the new one from Carl Barat, if you will, and the Jackals, his band? I don't know if you remember. It was after the latest Libertines. Before the Libertines got back together, he just put out a call on social media for band members.
Okay.
And everyone thought it was a bit of a joke. Or like a don't know, a thing.
Yeah.
And then they actually became an actual band, and now he's touring with them. And the new one's quite good.
Oh, interesting. What's the band called?
I can't remember if it's the Jackals or Carl. I think it's Carl Barat and the Jackals.
Carl Barat and the Jackals.
Indeed. Here it is.
Don't believe in heaven.
That was Carl Barat and the Jackals. You're listening to Tom and Jack podcast for now. New project there from Libertines frontman. Nice. Carl nice to hear a bit from Carl Barat.
Carl Barat of the radio. Well, not the radio. Of the podcast. He wouldn't say podcast, would he?
He doesn't know what that say is. No.
Yeah, good.
Can I smoke it?
Oh, come on. No? I think he might be straight edge now.
No.
Yeah.
Is that why he's sweating so much?
Oh, come on, mate. He's just trying to make his way through the world.
I'm just trying to make my way through the day, to be honest with you.
Just because... Your way of bludgeoning out the misery of your life is crystal maze.
Oh,
does it make
crystal.
Taking, I don't know, gack, I assume? Not that. Don't take drugs.
Don't, mate.
Any worse. Anyway.
Tom.
Hello.
You normally do interviews with people from the world of celebrity.
Yeah.
Now, who have we got this week?
We've got Mark Wright, who was originally... He was one of those early group of people who were on The Only Way is Essex.
One of the OGs.
Yes, and no one knew it was going to be a success, and these people have just forged ridiculous careers, because he's now just... like they...
Doesn't he present on Heart or Capital FM?
Yeah, he's on Capital. And we're sat in a freezing cold basement.
He's got an actual radio show.
I know.
Like, he gets paid a lot of money to
I didn't ask him about that, actually. I forgot.
Could have got us a show. We'd never fit in on Heart.
I wouldn't want to be on Capital. Here's another four songs in a row. You might remember him.
A few
yesterday
ads.
Yesterday, at the same time. Ooh.
I was forced to listen to Capital, I can't remember when, a couple of weeks ago, maybe, and they were doing an item where it was... the station manager had told presenters off via email for leaving food in the studio. And one of the presenters on that show went round to the other staff in the building to ask who'd been eating in the studio, and that was the bit. Now, maybe our items might be juvenile, perhaps a little
esoteric. Yeah,
sure.
No, I know, but
are we ever that base?
If we ever do anything that's stupid, infantile, not funny, we're being ironic.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
That gentleman or lady in question probably wasn't, were they?
No.
Or maybe.
No, they were
serious. We're in such an ironic age that I can't. No one's got any sincerity.
I don't know
anymore.
My left from right anymore.
Just people just do rubbish, just go, it's ironic. Oh. I've also realised you can't say you can't be ironically un-PC anymore.
Shame, innit?
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean? Why have you noticed this recently?
Well, because people are on PC. And people are just racist now. So you can't say.
Shame, innit?
I know. Never mind. what was I going to say?
Mark Wright.
Mark Wright, yeah. So he started on The Only Way is Essex. He did I'm a Celebrity. I think he talks about that a bit. Yeah, he just does all these shows and stuff and just makes his wicked way in the world. Yeah, I know, mate.
Great,
know.
Good for him.
At least
I'm
you don't
so,
have to meet him.
So pleased for Mark Wright.
Yeah, I'm so glad he's a multi-millionaire. What a load of justice. Yeah,
I hope he's deeply unhappy.
Here's me meeting Mark Wright in Watford nightclub.
Hello, yeah. Listeners. Tom here. In a smoking area. In a Watford nightclub.
Joining me is Mark Wright, ex of Towley, and professional celebrity. Hello, Mark. Nice to meet you. Thanks for doing this.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm not actually from Watford. I'm sure they're glad you're here, though. Have you just come down for the night?
I've been here for 3 days. I'm here till tomorrow. Got to get back for work.
Fair enough. You're obviously making it worth your while. What are you up to at the moment?
I've got a shoot this week, actually. I'm just on the face of a campaign, like a clothing brand at the moment. It's not been launched yet, but that's going to be doing that this week, yeah.
Oh, cool. Are you enjoying your 3 day holiday in Watford then? Have you been here before?
My family, they live here, they own. Oh. Eduardo's, the Finca de Eduardo's, and a couple of other bits. And
I don't know.
Firstly, I love their restaurants, the bits. That's why I come here, really. I always take my friends here. I've got to see my family's restaurant. I love the food. I'm a steak man and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I just get to chill out and do what I want.
Well, within reason. You don't want to do anything illegal, do you?
I'm not too fussed about that. It's just that because it's my family's place.
Right.
I get to kind of, you know, come here and I know everyone's. It's just relaxing. I love it.
Yeah. Just chill out. Do whatever the hell you want. Cool. How long have you been out of Towley now?
I've been out of Towley for
2 years?
Coming up to 2 years this year.
Yeah.
And I've got a few other shows in the pipeline I'm just about to film.
Sounds good. What else can I ask you? Old Celebrity. How was that?
That was an amazing experience. It was obviously very, very hard.
Mm.
It's a lot harder than people think. You literally are starving. You know, the trolls are hard, but I always say I went in there a boy and come out a man. It really was a great experience.
Yeah. How was it living with Pat Sharp?
Absolutely horrific.
That came across. You and Freddie Starr did that one where you have to eat all that stuff, all the offal and that. How was that?
I knew the nation were watching.
Right.
And on the first bit of food that came over, I failed on it because I just couldn't eat. It wouldn't go down.
Did you give up?
Couldn't do that. I had to show I was trying. I had to eat everything. It was so bad.
What's the worst thing you had to eat in that?
I had a fermented egg. I ate cockroaches. I drank a crushed cockroach juice. I ate a pig's anus.
Never mind.
I ate a kangaroo's foot. It was disgusting.
I'm sure that's all of them. Any other amusing stories in the jungle?
Oh, well, I was laying in bed one night and I saw a bandicoot run under my bed, which is a big rat.
I know. Not actually orange.
Peer like quickly and I was like, what's going on there? So I was looking under my hammock and then I saw something black and shiny, basically a snake, it ate it. A python was under my bed.
Oh dear. That is funny.
They said to me, it's a brown snake, you need to climb out of bed slowly because it will bite you and you'll die. It's a brown snake. So I had to climb out and run. And yeah, that was pretty scary.
That is funny. Do you have any other good stories like that?
Okay, the strange thing that's ever happened, I went to the Brit Awards last year.
It's not that strange.
I'm a massive fan of Florence and the Machines.
Are you? Because it's just one machine, it's just the machine. Not the machines.
And so we was down on, you know, the tables where they were all sitting and was walking through and I heard my name being called like quite a few times. Mark, come here. I turned around and it was her. I was like, hey, who do you know I am? She asked for a cuddle and I was like, yeah, and I was pretty honoured with that.
Honoured. Okay. I know you don't have long. Is there anything you want to say about this night tonight?
The reason why I'm here this week is for this charity night tonight. You know, it's for a great cause. My uncle asked me to come and support you, and that's what I've done.
Fair enough. Which charity is it? Your agent's giving me the wrap it up sign now. Okay. Thanks for speaking to me, Mark.
Lovely talking to you.
Cheers. Yeah. See ya. That was my interview with Mark Wright. Good.
Delightful, man.
I imagine. You wouldn't know because we skipped it so we can go to the pub. But Jack's going to
I'm going to listen to it with you, listeners.
Yeah. I'm sure it was... What do I mean? No, it was very good. I can assure you.
You were there, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, charming, man. Maybe. I can't remember. It was ages ago.
Shame, innit?
Yeah. Good luck to him. Good luck to all the celebs.
Good luck to all of the celebs that
well
you
interview. Well done for being you. Sorry, you completely threw me. I'm so excited to go to the pub. I haven't had any human contact for quite a while. It's just people I work with.
Oh, lonely boy, lonely boy.
Lonely boy.
You've still got this rock. That's good.
Yeah, your Christmas present.
Suck on this, yeah.
I haven't actually... I've kept this like a shrine for you.
Or is that why it's just covered in filth?
Yeah, I was looking for something the other day and I just looked like a dog, just sort of it scrabbled everything out with both hands and just left it there.
It looks like a crime scene.
Oh, come on.
It looks... Yeah. You know that bit in The Simpsons where the one where people think Bart has killed... No, the mob have killed Principal Skinner.
Yeah.
But he's actually trapped under all those newspapers.
Yeah, that is...
That's what it's like down here.
Wait, that's not pornography he's under, is it?
Pornography, no.
Pornography.
I don't think it's pornography.
I was thinking,
I like saying pornography with taking the R out.
Pornography.
Pornography. Yeah.
Pornography.
I just think it just sounds better. Good. Don't know why. Anyway.
You know you came up with the name for the item, Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Nonsense. And we didn't have we couldn't think of anything to do with it.
You got something.
Well, I was thinking, what if we get the comments from pornographic movies? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure I'll be able to find out the name of a website from someone.
Yeah.
And then maybe we read them out. I don't know, because...
Maybe we'll have to ask when we're in the pub for some websites, because I don't...
No, I can't imagine.
I don't frequent.
No, me neither. Sky won't let you. I had to ring him.
I had to prove my age. I had to scan an ID over to Sky.
What do you need it for? I'm buying drugs on the dark web. Leave me alone. No, I'd never ever do anything like that. Ever.
Never ever in my darkest days.
What else? I haven't spoken to you since I went to see Harry Potter and the Sigh in the Darkness. You weren't even there, mate.
I know, but my heart sinks at the thought.
Oh, God.
Well, in fairness, I'm not a huge Harry Potter fan as it is. So the idea of spending how many hours?
8 1/4 hours.
8 1/4 hours of Potter.
So, yeah.
Potter!
I was a Harry Potter fan when I was a kid. And then I started reading adult books.
Excuse me?
When I was an adult. Not pornography. Stuff like... It's been a very porn-heavy couple of minutes.
Keep it porn-heavy till the end of the show.
I started reading stuff like In Search of Lost Time by Marcel Proust.
Oh, well done. What do you want from me?
A medal! I don't know. Just gratitude.
You've got glasses now.
I know.
You've worn your eyes down to the point of nerdiness.
Oh, I get treated with a lot more respect with glasses.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sympathy, though. That's what that is.
No, I think people just think,
pity.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The novel is actually worn off now of having glasses. It's just annoying me. And look, like, this is the first time I've worn a hoodie because I look like someone from The Offspring wearing a hoodie.
Mm.
It's not a good
look.
Anyway, yeah, my girlfriend booked tickets for Harry Potter and the Death Rattle.
Death Baby.
It's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Booked them like 18 months in advance, and you're going, oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll definitely go to that. Thinking I'll definitely kill myself at the weekend, so it won't even matter.
Yeah.
Got there £70.
Always follow through with your plan.
For pleasure. £70. That's good. Got there. It was like a virgin convention. It was unbelievable. God. If I'm the coolest
virgin convention.
If I'm the coolest
virgin
person.
Yes, where do I sign?
If there's like a 5,000 seater theatre and I'm the coolest one there, something's gone badly wrong.
Yeah.
We went in for the first bit. Turns out old theatres like that aren't actually built so everyone can see.
I'm the coolest person there.
Yeah, but that's too...
You walk at a guys, come on.
No, I'm trying...
I think we all know I'm too cool to be here.
I'm saying I was the only one not wearing a cape. That's what I mean. That's not... Yet.
Just wearing your glasses. I bet you got a red marker pen. Put a lightning bolt in your
yeah,
head,
these aren't
you?
These have got no lenses. went in... The worst seats imaginable.
Oh, no.
Like... vertical, pretty much. Like, I felt like I was going to fall off. Couldn't really see. So I'd spend the entire time leaning forward.
Ooh.
I got pins and needles in the bits that I had pins and needles in on my bum. It was that bad. Like, just complete... Oh. So the first bit was 4 hours. 4 hours. 4 hours.
How many breaks?
One. Oof. 15-minute break. 4 hours. Sat there. Couldn't see. Had to spend the time leaning forward. And then some woman went to me... can you lean back so we can all see?
Love that.
Why don't you lean forward? Why do I have to? So then for the rest of it, I just had to sit bolt upright like a cat and not able to see anything. Couldn't see anything.
Great.
£70, well spent. Mental.
Was the play good?
It was fine. There's a lot of. You know what it's like with theatre, when they're like, my baby, our baby, our baby. It's like, shut up, just say it normally. And there's a lot of dancing. Like, you found that with Curious Dog, didn't you? Well, no, I did.
There was a little bit of dancing in that.
But there's never no dancing.
That's yeah.
I'm going to go and see Waiting for Godot and they're going to start dancing.
Have you seen Book of Mormon?
No, I bet there's dancing in that. But... even then, like, I really like Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Mm. I don't want to see a musical.
I bet it's ironic dancing as well.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make it better, I don't think.
No, it's just annoying, isn't it? Noise. Yeah. Annoying. I hate noise and sights.
Ironic dancing, that would be like watching an ironic episode of the Teletubbies. But it'd be like, but it's still the Teletubbies. It's still inherently annoying. So I don't care if it's ironic or not.
It'd be like if, say, like a Shaggy song or something comes on at a wedding and there's some 40-year-old white uncle is sort of doing a vaguely racist, ironic dance to it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but imagine seeing that for 3 hours in the theatre.
I would pay £70 for that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, please.
Well, there you go. We'll go and see the Book of Mormon, shall we?
Christ.
Harry
Potter.
Yeah, so don't see that. It's just,
unless you're a virgin. Yeah. Or you own a cape, apparently.
Oh, I think that's... And the state appeal. The people are too fat. Just,
What, for the theatre seats or just in general?
Yeah, because they're built for humans, not whatever those people were. Oh, people are just disgusting.
It's no, like, no.
Let's get them all spayed. Tom and Jack podcast. Right, should we wrap this shambles up?
Wrap this up.
Go to the pub. I know what we can end with. You don't have to say it, I'll just play the jingle.
This is a song.
Don't say it.
But I want to say
okay,
it.
Okay, go on then.
This is a song from a film. I like, Tom likes.
Yeah,
both the song and the film separately and when used in conjunction, not including original soundtracks. Mm-hmm. Original scores. Sorry. Because it could be from the soundtrack.
I think it
would be on the soundtrack, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be on the score.
No, but original soundtracks. So, say Twilight New Moon. I couldn't use the Great Muse song.
Oh, well, that's
a
shame. That's a real shame.
I can't use that. Oh, forget it. There you go.
Would you
so
beg
that's 54 minutes in. Just get the old bleepometer out.
Yeah, I said about 54
Why
minutes.
Why have you done it again? You know what was funny,
it's
actually?
It's a podcast. We're not on Bista.
I listened back to...
we're not with them.
Shut. It's just more work for me. That's why I'm annoyed.
Beep, beep, beep.
I listened back to the Christmas one we did. And it's. Do you remember? I think... Were we drinking that night?
No.
And at the end we said about the lyrics from Fairy Tale in New York.
Mm.
And we read them all out pretty much. And then I had to bleep it all out. It was a nightmare.
Lovely.
Anyway, so this song is Panic by the Smiths. It's from Shaun of the Dead, which is a great film. And my impression of that is, let's go to the Winchester, the pub, and drink and just wait for all the zombies to go in that.
And that is the whole film.
There you go.
Cool. Cornettos, yeah.
Cornettos and that.
Funny, yeah.
Better than Hot Fuzz or the Alien one.
Yeah.
So this has been the Tom and Jack podcast. We'll hopefully be back on the airways next week.
Yeah. Maybe.
Unless, I mean, we have been lied to before.
Who can say?
we'll just play Enya.
Yeah.
We'll play Enya now. This is
good,
either.
Nah. Right, you're either about to hear The Smiths or Enya. Either way, you're about to be depressed.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.